As a frequent user of transit, and a senior with a disability, the ill-mannered nature of a goodly percentage of the youth of Squamish never ceases to amaze me. Given that I must walk with a cane, it does not require a neurosurgeon to realize I have a disability. Yet not once has a youth voluntarily vacated what are clearly labeled accessible seats. One of the most egregious examples I have witnessed was when a very elderly woman with a walker boarded. Given the lack of reaction from any youth, I offered my seat, in the misguided hope that this might shame one of the future Nobel laureates aboard into giving up their seat. Perhaps if parents spent a tad less time affirming the uniqueness and sheer genius of their progeny and a little more time instilling empathy for the rest of humanity, one might observe a decline in the nihilistic narcissism seemingly so prevalent among younger generations. One Donald Trump is more than sufficient. Some may label me a curmudgeon, and perhaps they are correct, yet I would argue that compassion and kindness never killed anyone. Paul Horton, Squamish.